Hello and welcome to an all-new episode of Love My Poland. Today we are filming part two of Big Surprises About Poland. In the first episode, I did the first three, and in today's episode, we're going to do four, five, and six, so let's get started. Number four, frowns and complaining. I'm sure you're already very well aware that Polish people don't smile too much and like to complain, particularly the older generation. This is old news, but the fact is it's true and it can be shockingly unpleasant at first. It caught me off guard and it does take some getting used to. All I will say is that in my experience, it has very little to do with a Pole's true feelings. I've approached many frowning people only to see them quickly light up the minute they see me say hello. The face and the mood just don't seem to match up, so it's hard to accurately kind of judge people this way. On the flip side, Poles who see a person being too happy or smiling too much, walking down the sidewalk, like me, may perceive a person as being potentially dishonest or even downright fake. Some may even say that this is a potentially crazy person to stay aware of, so kind of stay away from that crazy person. I smile all the time, and I admit my smile also doesn't reflect my true feelings inside, so where is the perfect ideal? I'll say one more thing on this. A Polish person asked me one time, "Russell, why do you smile though? Are you really happy? Is that why you're smiling so much?" I said, "No, it's just kind of the way in America you have to make everything look good. You know, life is beautiful. We're having success constantly." And he said, "Well, in Poland, we don't really have the pressure to do that. We're kind of freer, I guess. We can behave and appear how we really want to." So after years of living in Poland, I appreciate that. That's a good thing. Number five, long winters in Poland. Back in 1999, I came to Poland on a warm, sunny day, kind of like today, just as autumn was arriving. I was really shocked to see how quickly the seasons change and how cold it got here. Poland has the kind of cold that is a wet cold. It cuts you to the bone, and the winters are long. They might not always be so snowy, but they are long, cold days. In most of my years here, I've witnessed cold temperatures from the end of October to the end of April. If you do the math, that's 6 months of wearing jackets and bundling up. But on the bright side, if you love winter sports like we do, there's great skiing in the Polish mountains, and I love ice skating. I didn't really love it back home going to the ice rinks in Houston, but there are ice rinks everywhere here in most cities. What's more, indoor water parks. Poland is building more and more indoor water parks, and we're not talking about one simple, boring swimming pool. We're talking about, you know, kind of warm pools, cold pools, water slides, all kinds of fun things to do in those water parks. So there are more and more options for those long winters. And there's more good news. Over the last decade, Polish winters have become milder and milder, so maybe it will continue this way. I'm holding my thumbs for that. But there has to be snow during Christmas time. The sixth point today that really surprised me is called All Saints' Day in Poland, or All Hallows' Day. And you know, it wasn't until I moved to Poland that I fully understood why we have the name Halloween in the first place, which really is short for All Hallows' Eve, the day before All Hallows' Day, which as a matter of fact was yesterday. Today is November the 2nd. And for those of you that aren't aware, Protestant Baptists like myself have a slightly different position on praying for the dead. We don't have the tradition of going to the cemeteries on November 1st at all. We tend to pray in our church more for the families of those who have lost loved ones than for the dead themselves. It's all about, I guess, how you feel about purgatory. But visiting the cemeteries on All Saints Day is surprising for many reasons. First and foremost, they are crowded and often packed shoulder to shoulder with family members and just people. Parking is almost impossible on this day. The local police have to be called in to direct traffic here in Częstochowa. I've gone a few times with my wife's family and the impressions of the cemetery, wow, sorry I have to say this, but it's really beautiful. It's a beautifully lit up cemetery on this day. You Polish people do a great job at kind of showing respect for those who have died. I mean, it is gorgeous. Imagine multiple family members buying beautifully adorned grave candles called znicze and covering the grave surfaces with the candles. Just have a look at the video. You just don't see this in American Bible Belt states. Supermarkets throughout Poland dedicate large areas of the store, giving customers a wide variety of reasonably priced candles from which to choose. I have a sample collection of a few here I'd like to show you in detail. It's amazing just how inexpensive they are. This one cost about 75 cents. It's got a nice little metal top here to protect from the weather elements. Nice thick wax candle inside, just beautiful. Nice little design there. We go from purple to yellow colors. This one's really similar in the style and the design of it, but a little bit of a different top here. And again, that same kind of wax candle, just lovely. And we keep moving up here, and If you look, you'll see a lot of them with kind of painted plastic parts with little angel in front, bigger candle inside, and you know, nicely adorned grave candles there. This one's one of my favorites. I love the golden cross on the side of it like that, just hand painted on there. A lot of work goes into making these, and this one has a big old jumbo candle inside. And this one, if I read correctly, burns for about 50 hours. So you put it on the gravesite, you've got, I guess, over approximately 2 days of nonstop burning there. Let's keep moving up. And this one's beautiful. I'm not quite sure what the design is. It looks like there's a cross here in the middle, but nice blue tinted glass and another large candle. This one, more or less the size of the other one, will give you about 50 hours of burn time. So we got a blue here. And my save my favorite one for last. I really like this one. I have no idea who created it, but this is a lovely one. It's got the angel in the middle, two grave candles on the side, two red ones on the top there. Just very, very nice. And again, this is just a fraction of what's available out there in the stores. I had some Catholic friends growing up in Houston, and you know, I didn't see anything like this. It was typically a long, kind of narrow, white grave candle with Mary on the side, but here in Poland you've got really a huge, huge variety of grave candles. So, and this discussion wouldn't be complete without telling you how Polish people feel about other Poles at the cemetery. Please, Polish people, don't kill me for saying this. If you live here a long time and you listen carefully to Polish people, you'll hear a little secret about All Saints Day, particularly about women. For many women, All Saints Day doubles as a kind of opportunity to show off a woman's newest shoes and, more importantly, that new winter coat. It's a true story. You cannot show up at the cemetery not looking your best. It's something to keep in mind and is very important in Poland. So I want to say again, thank you for watching this episode. There are going to be a lot more parts of this kind of episode, surprising things coming about Poland. So please stay tuned. If you have not subscribed, go ahead and click that button. And for those of you that live in Poland, enjoy this beautiful November weather we have. Short sleeves, November the 2nd, it's incredible. Thank you for watching. Have a wonderful day.